tilling the land, focus on the eco. Open my heart, let go of the ego. Ran out the grand, I'm stacking up these C-notes. Facts, facts. Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back. Facts, facts. Found out the hacks, put it in any rap. Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back. Hey, facts, facts. We in your city, pull up where we at. Hey,
facts though, I talk factos. That's Jay Babe, I go Astro. Floating focused on my cash flow. We plant star seeds to make the grass grow. I'm a real floater, I do what I wanna. Stacking the winter, some bathing the summer. My chakras align and I shock them like Blanco. Only pope we acknowledge it, nigga, is Paulo.
At these events, I'm a guard to my people. Got out the streets, yeah, we dodging a Rico. Game of roulette, I'm a casino. The game wasn't fair, yeah, the odds wasn't equal. Squad got the Chico, my squad got the Chico. Came in a drought, yeah, they starving the people. Blaming the doubt, make it harder to eat, yo. Not a placebo, that's not a placebo. Okay.
The food, the art, the clothes. We put this show on the road. The Vatican getting exposed. Yeah. You better stay on your toes. Repo, tilling the land, focus on the ego. Open my heart, let go of the ego. Ran out the grand, I'm stacking up these C-notes. Facts, facts. Fuck it, we gon' put this show on our back. Facts, facts. Found out the hacks, put it in any rap. Facts, facts. Fuck it, we gon' put this show on our back. Facts, facts. We in your city, pull up where we at.
Started in Richmond, art in my district. Heart of the mystics, parted for biscuits. Father to Isfits, martyr to misfits. God is my witness, God on my hate list. Moving the weight, we started with fitness. Moving with states, we art of the richest. Give me the blues, my heart is in Memphis. It's part of adventure, started my venture. The F is for food, the A is for art. The C is for clothes, I'm playing my part. T is for tech, I'm playing it smart. S is for shelter, I stay in the park. Acres on acres, get lost in the dark. We playing a part, we playing it smart. Facts.
The food, the art, the clothes. We put this show on the road. The Vatican getting exposed. You better stay on your toes. Repo, tilling the land, focus on the ego. Open my heart, let go of the ego. Ran out the grand, I'm stacking up these C-notes. Facts, facts. Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back. Found out the hacks, put it in any rap. Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back. Facts, facts. We in your city, pull up where we at.
That workout music right there. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? You got to feed that to your Fitbit and see what you get back from that. You dig? You know, I guess at the next 50th anniversary of hip hop, we'll be performing that. That's a classic right there. Peace to the family. Peace to the family. Peace to everybody in the building. Peace to the universe. Welcome to another episode of Melanin Mondays. You are now rocking with the best. Yes, this is your host for the evening. Your brother Red Pill, this is episode 227. Yes, indeed. Pearl is in the building.
Episode 227. Episode 227. I was looking for my Pearl voice, but I couldn't get it. But yeah, we here, y'all. We in the building.
Shout out to everybody in the building. Let's go ahead and do the roll call. Let's see who's in the building. All right, I see the gods in the building. Jefferson in the building. Peace to the God. All right, peace to the God. Connecticut is in the building. Peace to CT in the building. All right, we got Brooklyn in the building. Okay, okay. Shout out to the fam out there. Dallas, Texas. All right, shout out to Dallas. Salute to Dallas. Norfolk in the building, Seattle in the building, Maryland in the building. All right, I see you, East Flatbush. Shout out to the East Flatbush, Badman Dem. All right, KTL Mothership is in the building. Cleveland is checking in. Boston is here. Greenville is pulling up. Nairobi up in this thing. Amsterdam up in this thing. Pittsburgh up in this thing. All right, New Orleans. We got AC in here. I see you, man. Peace to the gods. Long Island, and it's all right, Kansas. Sanford, Florida. Okay, I see you, Sanford. I see you, Smyrna Beach. That's what's up. Chicago in the building. ATL in the building. Macon in the building. Strong Island in the building. Uh-huh. Kansas City in the building. Killer City, I see you. That's what's up. That's what's up. Tampa Bay. The whole world is here. You know what I mean? Just to, you know, put it in all. Houston. Shout out to Houston. Shout out to BK. Shout out to Georgia up in this thing. You know what I'm talking about? Minnesota. Yeah. Peace to Houston. All right. All right. Peace to the good brother. Tampa Bay. All right. I see you, Tampa. Igor City. All right. I know about Igor City. Shout out to the Tampa Bay family. San Fran. I see you, San Fran. What it do? Town business. I see I had Too Short in the building last night doing it. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. By show of hands, how many people saw the 50th anniversary performance of hip hop at the Grammys, right? If you didn't see that, go ahead and pull, don't even pull. Yeah, put the volume down on this and go watch that. Go Google that shit. You know what I mean? Go watch that. That's a moment right there. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Computer start playing. AI, the AI. I ain't even touched that shit. That's the AI word. Chat GPT working overtime, my niggas. Don't talk about Memphis. Look. Yeah, that's Chat GPT working. I ain't even touching it. You know what I'm talking about? Look, mama, no hands. No hands. That's the AI, baby. That's the AI. You know what I'm saying? Shit, thinking the beat machine thinking for itself now. We in the future, baby. Nah, but see, even my beat machine agrees that that performance right there, we could get all political about whatever we want to get political about. Look, they left Jay-Z out of the fucking performance. So all of the niggas that hate Jay-Z, now y'all won't even, you know what I mean? They took the excuse away from people enjoying that moment. So now you could go and enjoy that moment. That was a moment in hip hop. That was a moment in hip hop, right? I don't watch the Grammys. I saw the clips and whatnot. And I was seeing like little portions of the shit. You feel me? I was looking at little drips of it. And then today I saw it on YouTube and I saw the whole performance from beginning to the end. And I was like, oh, this is all right. I like the way that they kind of captured it. Although people will have their quote unquote conspiracies about who got left out of the cipher. You know, it's definitely worth the conversation, but in a span of I think 13 minutes, they was able to cover different generations of the this 50 year culture. This culture is 50 years old. Half a dollar, my genius. You know. Says a lot. I mean, it's even worth examining. But yeah, it hit its 50. You know, it's being celebrated for hitting its 50 year mark. if one were to look at the culture at its 50 year mark and do a diagnosis or a diagnostic, checkup on how things are looking these days. I don't know if it would pass with a flying, you know, with all green checks. Not sure of that. But let me go ahead and open up the floor for my guest tonight. You already know what it is. Without any further ado, my brother, your brother, our brother, none other than Pope Pablo 44, Blue Pillar in the building.
Bang,
yeah.
Bang, 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 bang.
Peace to the family. Peace, love, and light.
Yeah, the God. Yeah, Don DeMarco.
Yes, peace indeed. God, I came in on the tail end, hearing your assessment, if you will,
No, sir, young man. This is the tail beginning.
Okay.
This is the beginning. I'm at the snout of the hog. I didn't even reach the tail. You know what I'm talking about? This is me actually warming up the campfire. Yeah. I'm definitely just, perfect timing. What I did was I was letting the family know that if they didn't catch the performance, you know, while I warm it up, they could go ahead and probably catch some pieces of it because I want them to have a context.
It is very hard to find, ironically.
Very hard to find, right. Definitely.
You can find God did in a lot of locations, but you got to really know how to search to find that Hip Hop 50 performance. Real talk. Right. I don't know why they're shielding it, but I had to dig. You feel me? Before I found that.
Matter of fact, it was on Twitter is where I found it. It was on Twitter.
That's where you have found it.
The button, huh?
Yeah. My baby, she found it on TikTok first.
Right.
Last night. And I caught it on YouTube a little while ago after doing some extensive research. Like, they're going to find the Entertainment Tonight clips. And, you know, a lot of news people ran clips, but I had to deep dive to really find the whole performance.
Right, the full performance. Yeah. I'm going to go and look for it right now. Okay, I think I got it. Because it's still in my watch history. So I'm going to drop it in the Chattington for the family so y'all could get this right. Cheer. Here's your airdrop. Yeah. Boom.
Somebody asks, what is the official birth date? The recognized birth date of hip hop is August 11th, 1973, 9 p.m., 1520 Sewick Avenue, Bronx, New York. That was the day, the time of the party that Kool Herc threw for his sister Cindy.
Shout out to Cindy. So,
yeah, shout out to Cindy. Shout out to Kool Herc. That's the narrative that's being ran with for, you know, the official recognizing of hip hop. Hip hop's origins are somewhat convoluted, just like the origins of, you know, a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's a lot of disputes. There's a lot of people that have different, you know, dates that they accredit. It's a lot of different people that they accredit to beginning hip hop. But the official narrative, the official story that they're using as the metric, as the measuring stick to gauge these 50 years from is August 11th, 1973, 1520 Sedgwick Avenue, Bronx, New York, 9 p.m. Party starts. And we still party.
That'll be recognized as a landmark, that building right there. And
Bluefield did an excellent
dissertation on the home of hip hop and that classic lecture that we did about 10 years ago, the Blueprint 322.
Blueprint 322 was in 2009. I think that was more than 10 years.
Oh, damn, more than 10 years, 2009. My genius.
November 29th. 2009, yes. Fort Greene Senior Citizens Center, on Fulton Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, Bed-Stuy. Shout out to the Star. Shout out to Black Dot. Shout out to Rashid. Be Yourself, featuring Noble Lampoon with a guest appearance.
Yes, yes.
Made
history that day.
I broke down. This strong in, and I watched a episode of Vlad because it had Flavor Flav on.
Oh,
and Flavor. For some odd reason, following my spirit, I was caught by the title, I think.
Right.
So I watched the clip. I watched the clip, and then the clip ushered in the whole episode, and I just was like,
let me just watch, let it go,
right?
And I got a Vlad impression after that, but go ahead.
Yeah. So a lot of interesting history, you know, tidbits. coming to the forefront, you know, the learning about the origins of things, and also scratching my head, you know, to say, damn, yo, when they get on Vlad, they just want to volunteer so much information. He is the hip hop historian. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't go, you know, I mean, you could push back against it all you want. This nigga's a leprechaun. He got something in his DNA that makes niggas like unzip their history file and just reveal it to him. Whether they talk about criminality or their drug addictions or the beginning of things, they can't wait to tell us to this nigga. You feel me?
Right.
They can't wait.
It's not right. It's something going on.
I mean, like giving it up, bro. Like, here, take this tidbit. And let me tell you more. Like,
what would a nigga not say on Vlad? That's the $1 million question. Yeah. That's what the value is.
What would a nigga not say? So, and because he was so forthright, he was giving it up. You know what I'm saying? He was saying it was shit that he was saying and shit that he wasn't saying, or the way that he was saying and shit that he was saying. Like, yeah, this nigga Griff fucked the money. He was like, yo, we had to throw him overboard to keep the show going. You know what I'm saying? And book these dates.
Right.
You feel me? Yeah, he was so
glad to say that too, right?
Yeah, he was so unapologetic. Like, dudes can't wait to go to Vlad and denounce anti-Semitism in front of him. Who sat up there and said that Jews was a race. He don't even understand. Like, yeah, that's a whole nother story, bro. Like, dude don't even understand what he's involved with. So, yeah, but lo and behold, right, again, in the hands of a genre, a culture, in the hands of, you know, young men who they themselves have not reached full maturity, who have been around the world a million times over and don't know world history at all. You know what I'm saying? Who are all crippled and saddled by different addictions, and the majority of these addictions being poverty of the mind.
Right.
Yeah, was that automatic?
Man. AI is acting shit its own.
So, yeah, it's you know, hip hop is an interesting study case into the dynamics of melanated magic. You know what I'm saying? In the fact that in a 50-year span, once again, in the hands of children, they were able to spawn a multi-trillion-dollar genre that can arguably be looked at as one of the most powerful creations of the melanated mind to date, right? Totally unmatured, even in his 50 years. You feel me?
Right.
Where we can't even really look at it yet and be like, it's reached a full maturity and these are men in control, right? of a genre that is worth trillions of dollars. Interestingly enough, for it to begin where it began as the tribute, and then for it to end where it ended, I think was very telling. You know, the fact that it ended with a little baby
in Gloria, hallelujah,
in a Glorilla. You know, as because they made an emphasis to show the masculine and the feminine representation from the door. They was throwing it back and forward very interestingly. But where it ended versus where it started, and you would notice, just like we noticed with the Kanye performance on February 22nd for the Donda, the music was off. The performances were slightly off.
Was it? I thought it was just me, but I was like, yo, the lip syncing is a little off to me.
It was off, bro.
Okay. So it was off.
Because, like, even with the, it kind of, and interestingly enough, the confusion literally started where it started at, with Grandmaster Cass and Melly Melanin.
Right.
Right. That's kind of like where the confusion and the rivalry literally started in hip hop. It also played itself out on stage like that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Then it went straight to Run DMC, and my dude DMC is still throwing the horns up. Like, they ain't wake up out of the Raising Hell spell. Like, come on, B. Yo, the level of symbolism that was taking place at this Grammys, the way that they was throwing it up for Baphomet, son.
Yo, Reverend Rondo, can we talk about my dude didn't even know where he was at, yo. He was like...
But I think, again, that's very telling of the genre, period.
Right.
Nobody seems to know where they were at. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have my dude LL with... I mean,
come on, bro. I mean... The shit was a fashion show too. You know that, right? It was sponsored. It was all designer. Like, it was literally a goddamn designer commercial. They had these niggas in either Gucci or some Fendi.
Or Louis. Yeah.
Or some Louis. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Meth was repping.
And then Rakim was the one who held it down. What he Rakim had on the Dapper Dan Gooch.
Yeah, yeah. At least he had the throwback. You feel me?
Yeah, he had the throwback.
Yeah, you know. Somebody said exactly. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Bumble and Bezelbub, yeah. Cause there was, I mean, like who was in charge of the lighting? Like, who came up with that theme that the theme was going to be black and red for the whole night? Like, oh, either
the whole award show was on that?
Bro, the whole award show. Either you was all black or you was red or you had the spikes on. The leather S&M joints. Right?
Oh, niggas was pulling up with those?
Look. My lady said, look, they had Jill Biden even had her BDSM joints on, bro.
What the fuck? So everybody Balenciaga'd out now. Somebody said the Zesty Awards.
It was sponsored by Balenciaga, you know what I'm saying, and the Rainbow Coalition, because, bro, yeah, it was the symbolism on this was next level. Like, they let the cat out.
It was going up, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they was letting it go. So
somebody said Lil Uzi like a Pokemon character.
No, nah, straight up.
Nah. I just wanna rock. I just wanna rock. Body yaddy yeah.
I just wanna rock.
I mean, he came out like
the Bart Simpson.
Yeah, the Boss Simpson. Was the Dragon Ball Z characters, or you know,
yeah.
he was on that time. But yeah, all of it. It just for the switch up, the gap where it started and where it went to, it was just like, wow. You feel me? It deserved a panel discussion after that. You just can't switch like that and just leave it in the hands of that to be like hip hop is in a good space. Yeah, they went from, you know, the LOX to, and then I had ironically, again, you know, sometimes I be on my YouTube shit. I had caught the three headed monster concert at the Apollo. They had the whole joint on YouTube.
Word?
Yeah, so I was watching it. It was Jada Kiss for Finance. They just put it all on his shoulders and Mace.
Yeah.
The pastor put on, like,
I know the pastor was pulling up.
The pastor was busting his gun at the Apollo, and I forgot how many hits Murder had.
Yeah.
You feel me? Yeah. Yeah, Murder got hit. So just watching the lyricism of where
Jada and them through the eras, because they was really just taking you through the 90s. You was like, damn, right. The shit was barred up. The ball was high. Like, you could not be in hip hop. You feel me?
Some half-ass shit.
Yeah, with some half-ass shit.
Trouble bars. Just,
yeah, like, just to see where it was at. Just to see the non-emotionalism of Lil Baby. And I, you know, as an artist, or for what it's hitting for the most, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't really say that about the current crop of artistry that I hear from Lil Baby, but being in Atlanta for a few years and seeing his ascension, you definitely see the graduation of his skill set, but now it just kind of stalled. Like, the game need Gunna. That's the sorry part of it all.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, this shit's sad, man. So just to see, and literally, like, it stalled, like the stalling of it.
Oh, nah. Big stall.
Like,
big stall. You stall.
Yeah. Little Baby, Glorilla, then what's the boy name again? Oh, Uzi. I'm just like, nah, son. Yeah, how you after the legends? Bro, right. They brought De La back out, bro.
Right, right.
For a skit bit.
Right, plug two. But you know, yeah. Quest Love put that whole thing together. That's
Yeah. Quest Love put it together.
Production, right.
You know, so
that's his curation of where the culture. Yeah,
we can't be critical per se, because at the end of the day, you know, we in the bleachers just watching this observation of whoever they have passed it, you know, into the hands of for curation purposes. And
right.
He had a monumental task in front of him. I think that he got it right initially in the beginning. But as members of the cultures, as card-carrying members, I think that we all reserve a right to some level of critique because we're part of the culture. So I'm just like, damn, I'm not averse to saying that there's no future to it. But I'm just like, you could have rehearsed that just a little bit better for the sake of, you know what I'm saying, leaving it where it's left. They carrying a torch in the 50th year. Like, throw Kodak up there at least.
Where was the Z? Yeah, where was the Z? But look at the sad part about it, though. If not for Takeoff being murdered, right, the Migos would have definitely, remember, that was the Beatles. Remember, they put that challenge out there and nobody could match. Nobody, niggas was quiet after that. They was like, we the new Beatles. Whoever wants smoke, what up? And this was before Verses, and it was Pipsqueak. You know, somebody said, what about Kendrick Lamar? Yeah. Right.
I mean, yeah, about that's a given.
About
Kendrick,
J. Cole?
Kendrick Cole. You know what I'm saying? Drake,
even to that degree?
But again, you know, we didn't see no Nasir. We didn't see none of that. But that rests on the shoulders of Questlove. We don't know what went into the decision-making. Again, this is Monday quarterbacking at the water cooler. And we reserve a right to do that. Like right, I said, right. As card-carrying members, all of us of hip-hop, we can ask these questions. Just like, damn, son of... You're putting this on a national forefront, you know, in the face of Shaitan. Like, you could have put on one hell of a show, you know what I'm saying? Right. But that the hell part they got right, you know, in the beginning, the show part they got right. So it was one hell of a show up in hell. They was in Jedenna, like I said, you know, the first layer, hell on earth, you know what I'm saying? But
and
yeah, man,
the richness, though, I don't mean to cut you, it speaks to the richness and the diversity and the depth of value that the culture has, because we could throw out mad names and they will all make sense. And it's like, all right, where Master P in them at? Where's anybody from Cash Money at? You feel me? Like, if we're gonna cover the bases. Cover the bases. Where's 50? Like, where's anybody from? He changed the he's an era changer. Where's fucking Ye, bro?
Yeah, He brought out Nelly. There was no Chicago artist represented.
No Chicago artist. So we didn't get Common. Right.
Blue. Other than Nelly. Yeah.
We didn't get Twista.
We didn't get Twista. We got an extended version of Busta. You know what I'm saying? And that was incredible artistry. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But again, you know, it is what it is. We got what we got, and that's what we got to live with. They said that there would be something more extensive at another point.
Oh yeah, they said no Nicki Minaj. That was a big thing. You know what I mean? There was like no Foxy, no Kim, and no Nicki.
No Foxy, no Kim, no Nicki. I like you could have put Cardi instead of Glorilla, in my perfect opinion. But and once Mons again, we Monday night quarterbacking at the water cooler. But as fans, we would have loved to see this. I'm sure at some point, Questlove will have the opportunity to explain himself. Right. And I'm looking forward to hearing that. You know what I'm saying? Lauren would have been powerful.
Lauren would have been powerful. Bam. There's no such thing as too many superstars. You know?
Yeah, but they got time limits. And those people had a set. You know, Jay-Z had an 8-minute goddamn song. Like, so... Jay had to get his 8 minutes of sitting down rapping. You feel me?
Right.
That's a Captain. Whole nother conversation. Yeah. At the Last Supper, you know, the question of all questions that my lady asked, and I'm wondering was who was Judas in that picture?
Right.
Yeah. Right.
8 minutes. That it was at that point I realized that verse was too long. I'm like, damn, wrap that up, homie. Point. At that point, like, I'm like, homie,
cliffhanger was like at the fourth, especially sitting down. Like, come on, that's mad anticlimactic, homie. That shit is too long.
I was like, you so disrespectful, hoe, with the sit down on the 8-minute clip, nigga. You can't move around and help us walk us through that time. You feel me?
Come on.
I was like, nah, I ain't doing this. It has no replay value. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, so it was kind of crazy. You feel me? It was kind of crazy, man. But you know, That's what they ended up with. Did you see the Unholy performance? The dude that came out with the hat and horns and everything and the
what's his name?
Sam Smith.
Nah, I didn't see that. Pause.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. Yeah, I don't watch shit like that.
You know, interestingly, because this ties into winning.
Give me a summary. I dropped the link in ChatGPT. Get the summary. I don't watch that.
No. This ties into winning Rome 3. The song is named Unholy. And right. Sam Smith and his co-star to perform with him is a transgender.
Transformer.
And the song was a rebuttal or rebuking of the church. So they did And it's interesting to say, all right, because even this whole thing about Hollywood and the fact that Hollywood is made up of different subsets of misfits and things of that nature, you know, and Luciferians and Satanists, they're saying that we're not accepted by the church. So, you know, this is the crew that we bang with. This is who we F with. You know what I'm saying?
We
give all hells and praises to Satan because we don't fit into the church's dynamic. Interestingly enough, the conversation in the church right now, especially because of the comments that Pope Francis made last week, you know.
Yeah, trying to lift the sword up.
Said it wasn't a crime, but he also said that he didn't say that it wasn't a quote-unquote sin. So his half-stepping has increased the pressure on him from his critics, right? They're at his neck, they're at his throat right now, forcing him, right, to make a proclamation and a clear statement because they're saying that he's making a very confusing statement. Not only the statements that he makes, but the people that he has put in position for in charge of the Synod, the German Synod is coming up, they call Vatican II in October, which is them reforming or looking at the rules of the church and deciding whether there's going to be a reformation in the church or not. And the main issue of the reformation in the church is dealing with homosexuality and recognizing marriage amongst gay couples, and also, of course, the abortion topic, of which, as you've seen, they want, now they're saying that they want political, or they want pressure on the politicians who come down, who consider themselves Catholic, such as Joseph Biden himself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is where religion and politics become strange bedfellows, because religion and politics are pretty much immersed with one another. But because of politics, people that have adherence to particular religions, such as Catholicism, they have to be in line with the church's position on abortion. Right. They have to be aligned with the church's position on marriage. And these politicians are not. So they're utilizing the bully pulpit of the Vatican to put pressure on these politicians, right, to come into alignment with the church once again. And all hell is about to break loose.
Right.
You feel me? All hell is about to break loose.
Right. If the sitting pope is planting these breadcrumbs about, you know, softening up the, is he not softening up the blow to the which would definitely give you the feeling that he may flip the script when it comes down to that vote and legalize, you know, this whole with the government.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying it's looking like he's about to flip the script in a sense. It's looking like he's about to do something very controversial.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah. Again, this is what they're trying to explain to him. The Pope, though, the Vatican is split in two, right? I keep explaining to you. There's a sect that are conservatives that was banging out with Pope Benedict.
Right.
Right. Who are the traditionalists, who said that they don't cater to nobody mind business, right? They're the hardliners. They're conservatives.
Right, right. Far right.
They represent, yeah, they're super Piscean.
Right.
The and now you have
the Aquarian Pope.
You have the woke Pope, who's an Aquarian Pope. In the season of Aquarian, he is getting very Aquarian and Uranus in his dispositions of saying, I want to make these changes that's going to be in alignment, right, with this Uranus period, this Aquarian period of going into Pluto for these 21 years, where everything is about to change. He's an astrologer. He's like, we have to change with the times, or we're going to be destroyed from our foundation. It's not going to make the shift. You know what I'm saying? We get washed up by this next generation that's coming in, that as he can observe and he's seeing, whether he's reading the stars or they're taking, you know, the temperature and the pulse of the rest of the world. Remember, he comes from Latin America. You know what I'm saying? He's like, look, this shit is changing. If you don't change with it, it's going to roll you over. It's going to destroy us as a foundation. And they're like, we can't allow you to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's going to upend everything that the church stands for. Because the underlying aspect, especially of Catholicism, is suppression of sexuality, whether it is the feminine aspect of it, you feel me, or the station of marriage. I find it very hypocritical, though, that once again, these rules are coming from people who are not married and supposedly are not having sex.
There you have it.
You know what I'm saying? And then the reports come out that they have an entire a gay secret society inside of the Vatican, where these niggas is in hot tubs with one another and all types of shit, laying up in bed and doing all sorts of sacrimonious activities. And these are the people who are responsible, once again, for setting down canon law, which at some point, you know, becomes law in politics, right? Because religion dictates all politics. And this is what, there's a particular, there was a cleric who went rogue in the Vatican.
Okay.
Right? Sent them to DC when came in. Francis came in, right?
Right.
Bishop Vigano. Okay. They sent him to DC because remember, Vatileaks was the real reason, allegedly, of why Benedict had to go, because he wanted to check the books. All right. Right. Vatican is a sovereign nation with a sovereign bank. Okay.
Yeah.
So they have a closed banking system. They showed you this in Godfather 3.
Facts.
Right? Where the mob was utilizing the church to run all of their drug proceeds through. Okay. Right. So in real life, the same thing takes place. So they were auditing the Vatican, and he came in and he attempted to reform it. He sent this dude to DC to overlook the diocese out there, and he got in good with all of the politicians and also got in good with all of the bankers, and he found out the fraud was going deeper than ever, so he went rogue. His name is Archbishop Vigano, you know what I'm saying? And he's like a QN, and you know what I'm saying, he's not even woke. He's a right. deep in conspiracy, right? He talks about right. the deep state and the deep church. Those are two things that are intertwined. Again, into the fullness of this and winning Rome 3, make sure that you go to ktluniversity.com and get your tickets. Ironically, it's a week from today.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And this particular archbishop that went rogue says that the reason initially for this whole world war is, once again, as they've been saying, he's like, yo, Putin and them, you know, they're not going with the Western agenda, and the Western agenda is dealing with acceptance of homosexuality.
Right.
Right. I'll read something. He said the letter was the second defense of Russia's invasion to be floated by a prominent churchman in recent days. In a sermon on Sunday, Patriarch Kirill of Moscow, the head of the Russian Orthodox Church and an ally of Putin, repeated a long-held contention that the West wants to enforce the practice of holding gay pride parades as a test of loyalty to its values, which include the acceptance of homosexuality. The Ukraine war, he said Sunday, resulted from the eastern region's refuses to acquiesce. So, again, you know, they have all of these different reasons for why they saying that war, which ultimately will spawn the next world war, is being fought. They're right. like straight up, you know, the reason why the Eastern Orthodox Church has separated from the Vatican is because the Vatican has you know, pretty much kneeled and kowtowed to the Western influence of making right. them, you know what I'm saying, accept this level of these right. woke politics that are coming in this Aquarian age by way of the LGBT, you know, which this other dude, the archbishop, says all of this is dealing with, leading to transhumanism. Same thing that I've been saying. You feel me?
Right.
So we're gonna get into it, and we'll show the receipts and, you know, everything that we have been proselytizing and pondering on. You know, there's definitely enough receipts at this particular point in time to show that, you know, these are some interesting times that we're in. And these are where these narratives are moving. And these are the things that will ultimately, you know, become the undoing of the church or force a transformation of the church, which still ultimately will lead to its undoing. Because y'all going to put like a rainbow shawl around God.
Right. Huh? Y'all gonna get his eyebrows done.
Yeah. Yeah. So this will be the coming out ultimately for Jesus that the world's been waiting for. To be like, man. Yeah, that nigga crazy. Peter has something.
That's crazy. I could see them doing some foul shit like that.
Yeah. The great reset, okay. Yeah. You know, the great reset, okay. So yeah, they, you know what I'm saying? This shit is gonna flip. It's gonna flip shit on its head, you know, in this 21 year period of Aquarian, you know, any which way that you look at it.
Right.
It's gonna be some weird ass transformation. So, you know, even what Madonna was saying again, because she did an introduction for that performance.
Right.
And again, you got to really listen to what these people are saying because they're telling you straight up. Right. This is where they're going with their level of them being the defiant ones. Who are they defying? They're defying the church in this particular, you know, current paradigm as it exists. They're like, we don't fit into this shit. So this is what we've created outside of it. You know what I'm saying? This is the cathedral, like the
Protestants.
Yeah, this is the cathedral that we all belong to as the misfits and the outcasts of the Catholicism that is suppressive and repressive of sexuality to begin with. So we just gonna get on our pansexual shit. You feel me?
Right.
And at the same time, yeah, it's happened to adrenochrome and everything else that goes along with it, partner.
Right.
So. Yeah, so that whole you know, the whole Grammys was a homage. Yeah. The whole
Beyonce, yeah.
Shit was a homage.
And she did, and
the
and
whole shit, bro.
In Chicago, Detroit, where that was invented, that wasn't only invented by those people. Like house,
yeah, that's
music.
A disrespect.
You feel me? That's electronic disco. That was not invented by. That was invented by the city of Chicago. And the people of the D. So yeah, I mean, yeah, like you said, you laying it out, and I didn't see it the whole show. Like I said, I was watching clips of it, but I'm definitely about to go tune in and look at it through those lens now, because you know, I just, you know, you already explained what the agenda is, so now I know what I'm looking at. I'm gonna just scoop on in there and be the observer. But yeah, man. Shit.
It's the world is what it is, man. It's just a very undifferentiated place if you don't know who the players are. You know what I'm saying? Right. Because it's like, boom. Well, if that's the God of the church, I don't want to be in them churches either. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, do I want to be involved with what's going on in the basement or behind the church that Madonna and them is involved with? Nah, I don't want no parts of that shit at all. So where do you end up? You know, where is your solace? You know what I'm saying? Where do you call home outside of all of this shit?
Right.
Because, yeah, you got to throw all of this shit in the fire at the end of the day.
You feel me?
But that's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Whoa. So, whew.
Was it just me, or was the Dr. Dre shit kind of off?
I didn't see the Dr. Dre.
Oh, you didn't see Dr. Dre?
Okay. Nah. I seen a clip advertising something about it, but I didn't go into it.
So check it out, right? This is what we're talking about, how they do, you know, how history is written. You know, and they'll change shit right in your face. So they got an award called a Dr. Dre Award, but it's basically an icon award. And it's also an award where they're celebrating people for their philanthropy and their contributions that they've, you know, how they've benefited the world with their art and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So he's the first recipient of that prize. It bears his name, you know, And his speech, I was just reading the body language a little bit, you know. I don't know. It was something just wasn't. It was something was it just it had my antennas. He looked a little off, a little bit.
Can't play. You can't pull it. Everybody looked somewhat a little bit off, you know.
Oh yeah, can I play? Let me see.
I can play. You know, everybody looked a little bit off. You know,
let's talk about. I don't want to jump right into it, but the Jay Prince shit, man. We gonna build up to that
a little bit off, yeah, a little bit off. But yeah, you know, again, a perfect snapshot of the culture because that's where we at, you know what I'm saying? Like. Even if you look at the embodiment of the culture, once again, hip hop turns 50. There was artists on that stage that literally, you know, embody the beginnings of it all the way up until now. They've carried it. You know what I'm saying? Grandmaster right. Cash was still on the stage. Right. Grand was right. I mean, that Grand was a Theodore. Who was it? Flash was on the stage. You know what I'm saying? DJ Jazzy Jeff, LL, Run DMC. Like, these people are still alive.
Right.
So all of the education or the miseducation, all of the wins and the losses, you know what I'm saying? Once again, yeah, was Missy a clone? Who knows? You don't even know whether that was her or not. She wasn't moving the same. She was one-third the size of Missy, you know? Yeah, and you know.
They had an aneurysm not too long ago, right? Had an aneurysm, okay. So...
He did. All right. Yeah,
he's like a survivor and shit. You feel me? Allegedly. You know, if it is what it was, he's like a survivor type shit. Cause he, whatever they removed, he went into a coma or something. Am I correct?
Was he in a catatonic state at some point or something?
It was bad at one point.
I remember hearing he had an aneurysm right around the time that his wife was leaving.
Right around that time. Let me play this clip.
All right, let's see it.
Do you hear it?
Yeah.
It's great, and I mean truly great to be back at the Grammy Awards tonight. I am honored to be here to present a brand new award that the Recording Academy is introducing this year in coordination with the Black Music Collective. Yeah, it's good.
What's the shit I gotta say about copyright?
We'll recognize the contributors and creators and professionals with a protection track record of uplifting Black
Fair Use Act.
The recipient of this inaugural award is none other than an icon who helped define West Coast hip hop and has become one of the most impactful success stories of our time. And not only is he winning the award tonight, but from this day forward, this new award will be named after my friend.
Fair use contract.
And I am thrilled to announce the Dr. Dre Global Impact Award is going to Dr. Dre. Here's a look at the global impact of Dr. Dre.
Somebody was looking real deep, babe. Yeah, now somebody brought it up. Doc Harris not being there. Harris and Slick Rick, that stood out to me. I was like, I don't like that shit. And the Nas, too.
Dr. Dre is one of the greatest game changers in music history. From his early days with N.W.A. to The Chronic, from founding Aftermath Entertainment.
So that's Dr. Dre, right?
To endowing the USC Jimmy Iovine and Andre Young Academy for arts, technology, and the business of innovation.
I guess I'm official Trojan now. Chronic. They want to know if he still got it. They
say rap's changed. They want to know how I feel about it.
Act has been global, massive, and an authentic and positive force in our world.
All rise. Everybody stand up for the first ever winner of the Dr. Dre Global Impact Award, Dr. Dre.
Yeah. Fair use, fair use, fair use. Educational purposes only. Fair use.
Oh, wow. Wow. I did not expect that. Thank you so much. Thank you. Hey, what's up, bro? Yeah, I'm extremely my board. I want to say thank you to the Recording Academy and the Black Music Collective for this honor. I know everybody in here probably knows this already, but this is the 50th anniversary of hip hop. Make some noise.
You don't even move like that, sir.
And where would I be without it? Where would a lot of people in here be without hip hop, to be honest? You know, hip hop became a lifeline for me as a teenager growing up in Compton. And
that's Samuel Jackson, my nigga.
The Adventures of Grandmaster Flash on the Wheels of Steel.
That's not even his complexion.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Mixing on the turntables had me hooked and became the entry point.
I thought it was just me. That look at the picture. I'm like, nigga, that ain't you. That ain't you, Tyrone.
Yeah. And much of what I love is involved with collaboration,
so
assembling a team of talented artists, engineers, and
come
musicians.
Come on, son, that's great.
From mine, and who's shining ways that I don't, us. Has been both inspiring and crucial to my success, and I'm extremely grateful to all of those who have comprised that team over the years, and I would not be here accepting this award without their contribution.
He yes. Don't even talk that fast, bro.
That's R. Kelly and Aaliyah's baby.
I'm also thankful for inspiration is one of my favorite words, and as a creative, it's what I'm always in search of.
That's why they couldn't even put the camera on the people in the crowd. Look at Lizzo.
You don't find that suspicious.
It uses my name to inspire the next generation of producers, artists, and entrepreneurs.
Like, yeah, that's what they're doing, the niggas out here.
That's what they're doing out here.
For everybody around you.
Right, you do look like Kenya Barris.
And never compromise your vision. At all.
And then that chick looked like a straight AI robot.
That everything is important. That is one of my models. Everything is important. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
Should have put Big U up there. Dr. Dre.
Yeah, man. That was kind of creepy to me when I saw it. I was like, is it just me or is something off?
Damn.
You know what I mean? I'm like, something is off, bro. This ain't the Dr. Dre that I know. I like to see people healthy and everything. I'm like, this ain't the Dre this ain't the Dre I remember. Go ahead.
They said he had an aneurysm, but he also performed at the Super Bowl last year. So
he surely did.
Yo, they said he sounded like the father of BMF.
Charles, yeah, Charles is a running joke in my house right now. Charles is a legend.
Charles a legend.
Charles was smacking bellies last episode, boy. Nigga said that was Eric Adams.
Like a cross between Lee Daniels and Tyler Perry.
You feel me? You feel me?
Hey, come on, son.
Nigga. Doctor.
So, let me ask you something, right? A round ball. So that was Tubi, Dr. Dre. A round white ball in the sky, right? Or a round white disc in the sky. Is that not a euphemism for moon?
Yes, it is.
And did that balloon not come from China?
Allegedly.
And was I not telling you during those lunar ceremonies that took place 2 weeks ago that they were ritualizing Chinese lunar energy with the number 44, which means war?
Yes, you did.
Okay. In a proper setting, because I ain't been off yet. I will admit though, the only thing that I said that hasn't come into fruition, I said that they was gonna cook Kanye in the season of Capricorn, and Jay would make an appearance. And Jay did make an appearance with the Tory shit. Now everybody's blaming everything. You know, they're blaming the egg prices on Roc Nation too. But yeah, Kanye just got married. So he's still with us. So anything and everything outside of that, goddamn it.
Right.
I've been spot on. I think the people is gonna be creating a theater of conflict definitely before the end of spring.
You don't find that suspicious? You know, they doing that right now. I mean, they're not on overdrive, but they're building up.
Bro, they don't over, this is cheap. This is a lazy way to do it too.
Super facts. Super facts.
Feel me?
It's a lot of distractions.
This is a lazy Trump, way to do it.
Yeah, I see Trump coming back on the in the timeline. He's inserting himself into the timeline or into the intention cycle.
Oh yeah, he needs some of that attention. He coming for his.
He's definitely coming for his, you know.
He's coming for his. Yeah, so
he shot the balloon down with a missile from a plane too. You don't find that suspicious? They couldn't just take it down with a little drone or something?
Interestingly enough, right, because they said that they wanted to maintain the payload, why shoot it down with a missile? They wanted to protect people from underneath it, but it was going over farmland, but you blow it up over the Atlantic Ocean, and you said that that was more secure for you to retrieve the payload over the ocean?
And it got all the way to the Carolinas?
Allegedly.
You don't find that suspicious.
And
you don't find that suspicious.
They observed it coming into the U.S. airspace 5 days prior through Alaska. So it ain't like they ain't know about it. And they said that it's been five times previous to this where they have observed weather balloons. So this pattern has already been known that this is what they do, and they float them.
Wow.
But you allowed it, they allegedly allowed it to come all the way over Montana and park over the silos, a repository. And it was a second one, yeah, in Latin America. A week after you publicized that the general says that y'all gonna go to war in 2025, who leaked those documents? Who put that to the press? That's supposed to be classified. Why would you telegraph, right, a move such as that and allow that document to become headline news as if only people over here read the news? Come on, son. I mean, this shit is getting crazy.
Yeah. This is. Hey, they slow at the wheel, bro. Let's talk about this Jay Prince thing and we're going to wrap it up. All right. Once again, is where the Scorpios come into play, right?
Scorpio, so Gemini. Let's be clear, because even in Memphis, that's a Scorpio Gemini situation. The young man was a Gemini, right? He was born what, 6'5"?
Right.
6'5", 93, the same day as Breonna Taylor. I believe that June 6th. Is Gemini.
Yes, it is.
Right? Because May 21st or May 20th begins Gemini, a recipe to Biggie. So June 5th would be, or June, all of that beginning of June is Gemini energy,
mm-hmm.
right? So I said that there's this very weird connection dealing with scorpionic energy in Gemini. I've been speaking about this since the situation with Takeoff, right? Because he's a Gemini who got killed by some scorpions or around some scorpions on October 31st in Houston, of all places.
Right.
Right. So continue.
So there's an interview that took place with Gilly and Wallow, millions dollars worth of game, that came out the same day of the Grammys, where they were interviewing Jay Prince and Jay Prince Jr. I believe it may have been in Houston, Texas.
Right, but they're from the Scorpionic City of Philly that was incorporated October 25th. Okay, yeah.
Right. So, you know, just the whole tone of the conversation, and then at the end, there was a open threat made to Offset, right? Based off of the way that he's handling the tragedy of losing his family member, you know, who was supposed to be protected by this family, all right? So, of course, there's a lot of tension and whatnot. And I just want to talk about, you know, what are those protocols? You know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of people were looking at the hypocrisy of $1 million worth of game, because they are known to preach positivity. You know, they're known to, you know, Wallow is known to be, to speak up to, you know, the BS and whatnot, like he's done with Little Durk and a few other people. But in this situation, you know, they provided a platform for a grown man to publicly, a father as well, right, to publicly threaten a surviving member of a group that is, you know, or that was already in turmoil, and to basically, while the family is still grieving in a sense, you know, have, you know, like throw rocks at the whole goddamn situation. Like, that was weird to me. That was weird.
So what's the question?
I just wanted to know from your perspective, you know, I wanted to know your perspective on that whole situation.
Again, it almost speaks to the embodiment of hip hop in its 50th year. Like I said, 50 years old, but still very much a child. You know what I'm saying? Jay Prince. Right. Who said, I got more money than I can spend. So an accomplished businessman, an accomplished, you know, member of hip hop, he's made his contribution to the genre. He's cut his teeth in the streets. You know what I'm saying? He's a father, but very much a child himself. In terms of his emotional intelligence is not that of somebody who's 50 plus years old. If you made it through an entire interview, you already dry snitched and used a platform to out somebody else and to make a case against this person on a public platform and utilize your position of outing rats to say that this person that was put into a position, because they was literally calling for the head and the neck of this individual and making a public
bounty.
Not so much a bounty, but making a case. They was using that platform.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
To defend.
Right. To turn tables.
Right. By saying
we grieve with the family. We're here for the family. But I guess only specifically, you know, Quavo's mama. That's Quavo's brother, though, that you're trying to throw under the bus. I guess they got different parents or what have you. but that's still a loss of life potentially that you're leading to with a member of his family, and then another member of his family, which is his group member, I forget, his cousin is offset. Then you're making a shielded threat towards him. So this is called chess at the end of the day. You know what the game of chess is? I got this nigga Quavo neutralized because of my relationship with Q, right? He's in pocket.
Right.
Or P, should I say, right? Right. We got him. We got him in pocket. We, you know, this nigga's taking uncomfortable pictures with little baby in them. We got him where we need him.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But the one who we always wanted, this nigga who thinks he's cute, because he got this relationship with this runaway motherfucking woman who we can't put under our thumb or put a leash on, right? You the one that we always wanted to make an example of.
Right, so he's the Sonny of the family.
Huh?
He's like Sonny and Godfather. He's the hothead.
Yeah, so...
Wild card.
it's Offset, you know what I'm saying, who... I guess he has a mutual beef that P got and he got. So it obviously seems like they sitting around pillow talking about their mutual dislike or disdain for this person who they're saying right. doesn't have protection to cover. So right. he's up there, you know what I'm saying, putting out dog whistles and gaslighting situations
right.
that doesn't really make much sense when you make such a public proclamation like that. So if anything happens to Offset, automatically it's going to come back to you.
Mm.
And if, and other than the fact that if you were scared, then you was making it public to make sure that if something happened to you,
right. To Offset. But yeah, right.
That's not in alignment with the tough guy character that you present yourself as. You know what I'm saying? So it was a very weird situation, and then for them, Gilly and Wallow to be quiet, because this all happened at the end of the interview,
right?
And then they put ad-libs on top of it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, right. It's like that. It's like, why are you gonna put gas on top of that? You de-escalate the situation like that, rather than saying it is what it is. So be it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that proclamation gets made on your platform. If something carries through and there's any harm that's brought to this man who is grieving the loss of his family member, whether they had beef or drama or not, you think that that's something that rests well with him? That his kinfolk died in a situation where he wasn't being protected and he was out of the bounds of his protection because they was going through something. But he knows that this thing is being manipulated by characters in the music industry that's not really family, but then they manipulating and using these people like chess pieces because of money and contracts.
Hmm.
You feel me? So this is some weird shit. And once again, these are the things that are enraptured and entail with the business side of the music industry of what hip hop has manifested itself as in these 50 years, where these melanated men have come into this aspect of power and have done no better than their overseers when it comes to the business. Why the business corrupted them in this particular way, where, yeah, the 50th anniversary has to be overshadowed by some goddamn Satanism. Right? What is this shit amounted to for real? Where's the power at? Right? If grown men of this particular level and stature can't have dignified conversations because of the loss of life, right? Where you can't see, no, you can't take no responsibility as a man supposed to do, as a father supposed to do, as a responsible member of our community, to know that there was things that was done that was wrong on your behalf. You can't change the things that was done wrong on the behalf of other individuals, but you also can be the godfather, the father of fathers, the big homie of the culture, to be like, this is how we're going to deal with it. And we're going to deal with it. We're going to deal with it different. But
making veiled threats.
Right.
Underhanded, undercurrent veiled threats on a public platform. Nah, that's some goofy shit.
Hella
goofy. That's hella goofy. Yo. That's hella goofy.
Yeah, hella goofy. When I saw that, I was like, hell nah. They out here doing stupid shit like that. Well, you said a lot, brother. You know what I mean? You said a mouthful, and I'm in total agreement. And you know, as the world turns, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know,
somebody said it was cracking again.
It was what?
Cracking satanic jokes live on air and not even hiding it.
Yeah, it was wild. You know what I'm saying? It was definitely wild. Hip hop deserves better. It deserves to be in a cleaner forum.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we gotta let this light shine through instead of it being consumed and engulfed. You know, and that, yeah, being a sideshow and that atmosphere, you know, with people who have clearly made their decisions once again because they said that they don't fit in, they don't feel accepted by the church, and I don't blame them in that regard, but the other side of the coin is not Shaitan. You feel me? The other side of the coin is not Satan, my nigga. Because both of them gonna end up in the same place. You're gonna see the motherfucking people from the church. That's why the preacher's like, he died and went to hell. So that ain't the answer either. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Both of them both of those particular institutions, you know what I'm saying, pretty much are conjoined, and those roads lead to the same place. So all roads lead to winning Rome 3, y'all. Next Monday, we're going to deal with this in a responsible manner. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to lay some things out. And again, you know, at the end of the day, you know, even for us being in our prime state, I'm not responsible for nobody's soul salvation. I can't tell you, point you where to go. I can only lay information out. You know what I'm saying? I can only share with you what our research has shown to us. You feel me? I do care enough about you, though, just to point some of these things out that you may be either unaware of or ignoring, you know, but the writing is definitely on the wall. And it's very interesting because it does have direct connections and correlations to the world that we live in. Religion and politics go hand in hand. And if you've been able to exist in this lifetime without being affected by politics, then I should be sitting down in your class and taking lessons. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
But yeah, all of this stuff, you know, in the weirdest of ways, you feel me, continues to surface and affect us in ways in which, you know, we will hope that it doesn't, but it does. And our children are in the audience. Our children are now, you know, the desired demographic that this stuff is being marketed to. Feel me? I mean, Madonna went from being indicted for, you know,
child trafficking
improprieties, the middle finger and all of that, and saying, yo, you know, the evildoers and the disruptors and all of y'all, you know what I'm saying, who's gang with us, yeah, this is for y'all. Like, we got a whole program. You're the defiant one, the defiant, bro. They raising their flags, and you know what I'm saying? All roads lead to Phoenix. You know, this is gonna be, it's gonna be an interesting Super Bowl.
Oh yes, it's building up. For everybody who's been spinning the playlist that we put out there for the God Hop 23. Matter of fact, this is the sponsor of the show tonight. Let me put that right there. God Hop 23. me get the flyer. And that is on Spotify. The link, I just dropped a link in the chat. I'll drop it again. But if you want to hear, I believe it's about 120 songs. You may be talking about 7 hours of some powerful, laid-back, calm, meditative, you know, heavy bars, a display of our genius by our luminaries in this community, all right? The Lizzie Jeffs of the world, the Cambadas, the Cyrocks, the Twin Pillars, the Free Souls of the world, the A.A. Rashids of the world, you know, and many others. We have a playlist on Spotify, GodHop 23. If you stream on Spotify, go ahead and pull that up. Make sure you follow the playlist. We do updates on it on a weekly and a bi-weekly basis. All right? You bet you'll be able to get your song up there one day. You know what I'm talking about? Heavy bars. Yeah, heavy bars. We're doing heavy bars. And yesterday, speaking of heavy bars and powerful pens, yesterday was a very milestone moment in my life. I got to meet one of my heroes, and it didn't disappoint. You know, they say don't meet your heroes. There's been a brother who I've been listening to since I was a youngin', the good brother by the name of Big Rube from the Dungeon family. I've been sitting at the feet of his pen for decades. Yes, he's fed me in blue, you know, a poetic plate.
Definitely.
Plate of
food.
Oh,
yeah. So I want to talk about the omissions, the notable omissions when it came to these groups. No Andre and Outkast.
Yes.
Right?
The Wu was only one Wu.
Only one Wu-Tang.
De La Soul.
Right? Yeah. No Eric Beef with Rakim, and he remixed the lyrics. Right.
And he remixed it too, yeah. No Eric. Damn. The DJs didn't get no love. No, even with LL, instead of saying his DJ, he shouted out another DJ.
Jazzy Jeff. Yeah.
Yeah. He had to give it up. Yeah. I'm like, fuck, what happened to this DJ? Questlove, out of all people, you would think Questlove would have really brought the DJs with him.
So yeah, the omissions were powerful. Were. Once again, you know, to see where hip hop has gotten to. You know, it's left a lot of people behind, unfortunately. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Things have not ended how they began. And this whole aspect of everybody can't go was really on display.
Mm.
You feel me?
Man. That's a fact. Woo. That's a word right there. I'm going to leave that on that.
In the summary, even at the end, with that whole song, because I'm not familiar. Yeah, Busta did have splits with him. He had Split Star.
Shout out to Split. Hope
alive. But that's the story. You know, this omission or deleting of Meek Mill, you know what I'm saying? I'm not that familiar with the, you know, what the industry charges against him.
Right.
Them changing, you know, switching him out with the Eagles, right? For a little Uzi Vert song.
That's what they did? They bumped
yeah.
him?
Yeah, they switched out. I want to
rock. How Lil Uzi got? So, Lil, I want to rock. That's all.
Damn. Yeah, at the brunch. Meek Mill wasn't at the brunch. They clearly taking shots at him when God did. You feel me? He's being omitted and erased out of the picture.
Right.
The bunny hop, yeah. He didn't hop high enough with the bunny hops.
Yeah, they wasn't pleased with that hop.
Yeah,
Beware.
So all of our aspiring artists out there, you know, yeah, tap into that God Hop playlist and understand that, you know, there's bunny hops and all types of shit that come with the other.
Right.
Man, you know, these people telling you who they are. So at the end of the day, man, you there's no surprises. You can't even cry me Argentina for nobody if that's the decisions that they make. I know that this shit looks so attractive and the glitz and the glam of it is, you know, it's so appealing.
Right. But it is not it, bro. I promise you.
But yeah, it man. Is not it.
Yeah, and this week we're gonna be doing some shows on this AI leading up to the release of this course that I have, 40 AIs in a Mule. All right, but yeah, man, it's been wonderful with everyone in the building. We definitely hit the likes, hit the subscribe button if you're not subscribed already. Make sure you go ahead and get your tickets over at KTL University for me and Blue Pillars, third installment of this monumental series entitled When in Rome. All right, When in Rome.
Tree.
All three of y'all. I'm talking about all three of y'all. So yeah, we cooking up. You know what I mean? The Great Divine speaks through signs. If you pay attention every day since we announced this lecture, some shit been cooking up. Like it not one day has passed, and that's no Cappington, I promise you. No cap, no kizzy. Not one day has passed since the announcement of this lecture, and something has not happened or occurred to fill up the slots of the lecture slots.
I got overwhelmed. Like, I don't post all day no more. Cause every day I could post an article leading up to it, but I'm like, this is becoming monotonous at this point. It's just too much. But the Vatican has been active. It just came back from the Congo. We just came back from Sudan.
I ain't seen them active in years. You woke them up.
A lot of activity.
The Yoni rose every day. Oh, the Yoni rose was in Turkey, and then they just had the earthquake. Oh, it's snake. So the Yoni cloud, right? Because that does signify the earthquakes and whatnot. So the Yoni cloud was over Turkey. So let me get some Yoni with that turkey sandwich. It was over Turkey last week, right? And then this week they have a 7.8 earthquake. Hold on, oh my boys.
You don't find that suspicious. You don't find that suspicious.
And that was devastating. You know, if any of the family is out there in Syria or Turkey or any of those regions in the Eastern blocks or what have you, you know, yeah, man, shout out to y'all. Stay safe. You feel me? It sounded like something that I wouldn't want to ever experience.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Self. So yeah, man, it's a lot of things going on the planet. And they had an earthquake in Buffalo too.
Rough Buff?
Yeah. They had one up north.
God damn, Buffalo can't get a break, fam. I think Freddie Gibbs did that to Buffalo. Nah, listen, man. Ever since, bro, Buffalo, there's been back to back to back. That's another. Buffalo wasn't in the news like that. It wasn't on. It wasn't on the time. It wasn't out. They get hit. They got the blizzard. They got the shooting.
Ever since they killed some people. Ever since the shooting. Right. Was the same day, ironically, remember the same day that they put hands on Freddie Gibbs, same day as the massacre.
Right. The same day that they whooped him out in the restaurant was the same day of that massacre. And it was a moon, correct? That was that was the blood moon, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was around the time that they took down YSL. That was a Scorpio blood moon in May.
Scorpio.
It was a full moon. It was an eclipse. Yeah.
And he did it on Twitch. Went live and caught 10 bodies on Twitch and put out a manifesto that they don't want to tell you about. Crazy. And he pleaded guilty because if it went to trial, it would have opened up mad cans of worms.
Mm-hmm.
Cases like that, if they don't get bodied, they just, you know, hey, I'm guilty. Plead guilty. I don't have to admit anything. You don't have to go investigate.
Yeah, they go off in their legend yard.
He go to the yard. He's a legend on the yard. And it was talk of a federal agent involved in radicalizing him in a chat room. You never heard about anything after that. When those situations come up, you don't find out who they're following. You don't find out who influenced them. They take their hard drives. You don't find out what the contents are. Like, what locker room are they hiding all of these niggas' computers in? That are these mass shooters and these people that go on these rampages? Because you don't hear anything afterwards.
Fact. Right. But when something happens, it's a melanated shooter. They give you their YouTube list. They give you their search list. They give you their whole history and people getting visits, knock on the doors.
Fact.
Remember that. So, yeah, we got to, if somebody can chase the trajectory of the Green Comet, you know, did it come anywhere near Turkey and Syria? You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, is that a factor that should be looked right. into?
Totus Lunus eclipse Scorpio back then when that happened.
Yeah, that's when that massacre happened.
Yes.
You know, so, yeah, family, just be mindful. Keep your eyes open. There's a lot going on, you know what I'm saying? And more importantly, you know, it's something going on inside of you that you need to be informed and aware of. So these are great times to get into your meditations. These are great times to still be sitting in silence and just getting in contact with you, you know, having a better relationship with your inner self. You feel me? So you can make sense and discern all of these signs and these symbols, because these people working in overtime in the outer world. You feel me? It should really be time to tap into your inner world and your inner self. Get into that.
Super facts. So yes, indeed. We will see hopefully on the 13th. Everybody in the building tonight. Y'all should pull up, be in the building with me and Blue. When we give our lecture exactly 7 days from now, it's gonna be a great countdown these next 7 days. I could just imagine what the great divine is gonna manifest in the form of a headline or two. You know, what type of prompt, you know, what kind of negative prompts they're gonna put out, the universe is gonna put out there. And just great, it's gonna generate some shit that's gonna be I could feel it. I could feel it. I could feel the universe generating a humdinger.
How are you? Yeah.
No.
And they're gonna bring it home.
My hand is itching. So yeah, that part. Any announcements you want to make before we get out of here?
Winner Room 3, KTLUniversity.com. You know what I'm saying? That's where my focus is at. You know, I'm putting together a masterpiece, so I expect to see y'all there. And yeah, let's get it all the way in.
That part. The yes, everything that this brother said, Winner Room 3. He did. We might even be on a different grid at that date, at that day and time and whatnot. We might be on a whole different grid charged up. So definitely tap in with us. And yeah, we'll see you then. I'm gonna leave y'all with the facts. All right. Love and light to the family. Peace.
Let's get it.
Peace. Facts. 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 Facts.
Okay. Facts. So the food, the art, the gold. The code. Even if you're on the road. The Vatican getting exposed. You better stay on your toes. Repo. Tilling the land. Focus on the ego. Open my heart. Let go of the ego. Ran out the grin. I'm stacking up these C-notes. Facts. Facts. Fuck it. We gon' put this shit on our back.
We gon' put this shit on our back.
Found out the hacks, put it in the rack.
I talk factos. Ask Jay Babe, I go Astro. Floating focus to my cat. Flow. We plant star seeds to make the grass grow. I'm a real floater, I do what I wanna. Stacking the winter, some bathing the summer. My chakras align and I shock them like blunt. Only pop with your knowledge, your nigga is Palo.
At these events, I'm a guard to my people. Got out the streets, yeah, we dodging a Rico. Game of roulette, I'm a casino. The game wasn't fair, yeah, the odds wasn't equal. Squad got the Chico, my squad got the Chico. Came in a drought, yeah, they starving the people. Blaming the doubt, make it harder to eat, yo. Not a placebo, that's not a placebo.
The food, the art, the gold. The cold. We put this show on the road. The Vatican getting exposed. Yeah. You better stay on your toes. Repo. Tilling the land, focus on the ego. Open my heart, let go of the ego. Ran out the grand, I'm stacking up these C-notes. Fast, fast. Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back. Fast, fast. Found out the hacks, put it in the rap. Fast, fast. Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back. Hey, fast, fast. We in your city, full of what we had.
Started in Richmond, art of my district. Heart of the mystics, parted for biscuits. Father the isfits, martyr the misfits. God is my witness, God on my hit list. Moving the weight, we started with fitness. Moving with states, we art of the richest. Give me the blues, my heart is in Memphis. It's part of adventure, started my venture. The F is for food, the A is for art. The C is for clothes, I'm playing my part. T is for tech, I'm playing it smart. S is for shelter, I stay in the park. Acres are acres, get lost in the dark. We playing a part, we playing it smart. Facts.
Yeah. The food, the art, the gold. We put this show on the road. The Vatican getting exposed. You better stay on your toes. Repo. Tilling the land, focus on the ego. Open my heart, let go of the ego. Ran out the grand, I'm stacking up these C-notes. Facts, facts. Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back.
Facts, facts.
Found out the hacks, put it in the rap.
Facts, facts.
Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back.